What about unusual promotions the station would have engaged in?
Well, they had a treasure hunt one time that was just great fun, writing the clues. It was something for like $10,000. If you found whatever it was they were looking for, they gave them all kinds of clues, and it ended up being found somewhere in the vicinity of 41st and Sheridan. Now, you got to remember, about that time, there wasn't a lot out there. I mean, it was basically starting to be an industrial area. But this thing was out there on one side street. I don't know whether it was buried or was in a tree or what, but we led people all over the city. Went to Chandler Park. They went to Mohawk Park. We had them going everywhere. These clues were deceptive, but they were truthful as well. We would talk about a park. I'm just using that as an example. There must have been some sort of a little park out in that general area that we were alluding to, but people, when you think of park at that time, it was Mohawk Park or maybe Chandler. I'm not sure La Fortuna had even been completed at that point. But nonetheless, that was a big thing, and it diminished in value every day it wasn't found. Now, this company that came in and hid the treasure, we hired this company to do this. I don't know who it was. I wasn't involved in that part of it. I was only involved in disseminating the clues and arranging, to a certain extent, how the sponsors handled it and so forth. But there was an insurance policy that if they found it when it was $10,000, we were covered. We hired this company, and they wanted to get it down to where it wasn't found until at least it was down under a couple of $1,000. And I may not be remembering this exactly at all. Somebody else out there may have a lot better handle on this than I do. But that created the biggest traffic jam I think I ever saw out around 41st and Sheridon, and it was a bad promotion for us.
A mob scene.
It really was, because they were getting so close, and finally somebody did find it. But by that time, the amount had diminished down to maybe a couple thousand or something like
that. But that had to be the talk of the town. I mean, that
was
huge.
It really was. And another promotion we did, which was great fun. I didn't consider that to be a good promotion, but another one, we had a big concert out there where Clear Channel, I think, was for a while, north of the intersection of 31st and Memorial. There's a big building out there that used to be Ertley's, which was a discount store that started on 11th Street. They were out there, and we had a big concert in that parking lot one time, and just overflowed the concert. I don't even know who played. I think Rodney and the Blazers may have been involved, and they were from up in Coffeyville, and Rodney Lay became Roy Clark's band leader for about 14 years after the Blazers disbanded. But that was another major type promotion. Of course, we had